Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting second. The right fielder, Bill Renna. Batting third. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bill Wilson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Shantz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ray Herbert. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. And now, play ball. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Herbert, and towards Lopez, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a line drive towards third. Hatton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez strikes out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall bunts towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. Hatton moves to second. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Lopez covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White scores. Hatton scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert strikes out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lopez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 1 in the game. Zobchin takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zobchin moves to second. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Zobchin moves to third. White moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 0 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zobchin scores. White scores. Hatton moves to second. It's 6-1. Red Sox. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0 for 1 in the game. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on DeMaestri. Hatton scores. Pearsall goes all the way around to score. Parnell moves to second. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0 for 1 in the game. Renna hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zernial hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Zernial reaches second base with a double. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Finnegan hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into right field. Renna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbert covering, for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zobchin hits a fly ball into right field. Renna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-1 in the game. Shantz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Herbert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. White hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatton hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Pearsall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Renna hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Zernial hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parnell is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-3 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goodman moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbert covering, for the out. Goodman moves to third. Klaus moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-2 in the game. Shantz hits a line drive towards the mound. Parnell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Zobchin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Cleet Boyer pinch hits for Ray Herbert. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power takes first base on ball 4. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Renna hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Zernial hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Harrington now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goodman scores. Klaus moves to second. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Gene Stevens pinch runs for Ted Williams. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Klaus moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Zobchin hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Finnegan hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 3 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri takes first base on ball 4. Lopez moves to second. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 3 in the game. Shantz hits a ball on the ground. Goodman throws it away. That's an error on Goodman. Lopez scores. DeMaestri moves to third. Shantz moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Ina Slaughter pinch hits for Bill Harrington. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops it up and throws to first, with Parnell covering, for the out. DeMaestri scores. Shantz moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. with a walk. Power hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chance scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-6, Red Sox. Tom Hurd now pitching. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Bill Renna. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Power moves to second. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Zernial hits a line drive into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Kansas City Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.